Want to listen to The Sound of Surrey live? Couldn't be easier. Download the Brooklands Radio app right now through Google Play or the App Store to listen to us anytime, any day, anywhere. Brooklands Radio! And time to talk to somebody who is a friend of the station. I think that's very fair to say now, after the fact I've spoken to her quite a few times on Saturday afternoons, but for very good reason. As we come towards the end of the year, it's always a time to look back at some of the achievements and things that we've had and we've succeeded with, and no more so than the amazing Ciara Lawrence, who is on the line now. Ciara, good afternoon to you.
Hello, James.
It works, yay. It's always good when the phone line works. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing really, really well today. Thank you very much. And thanks for coming on to the show. I think it's the third or fourth time I've spoken to you this year, actually.
I think it's the fourth now, so I'm very excited to be on this time again.
Hey, you're back. It's all good. It's all good. And for good reason, because obviously being a friend of the station, we share the sort of euphoria and the happiness over the fact that you were given an award very recently, weren't you?
Yes, so this week I'm so proud because I was given an award for being an inspirational communicator. And so I went along to the charity Comms, which is an organisation in the third sector. Every year they run these award ceremonies called Inspiring Communicator Awards. So
fantastic.
The lovely, lovely people of Charity Mencap, who I work for, nominated me, which was just such an achievement.
Aww.
And so I won the Inspiring Communicator Award, along with some other people who had won them from different charities, as well as myself. And just, I'm so proud. And I'm the first person with a learning disability to win it, which is just, I'm so proud of.
Yeah.
And it opens the future way for more people with a learning disability to win them.
Absolutely incredible. You know, huge congratulations from all of us.
Thanks.
Because we really, really mean that one. And
thank you.
You've done so much for it. I mean, it was really interesting the way you said there, the fact, obviously, for you, it's very important that you are the first person to have a learning disability and difficulty and get that award. And that's really what you're sort of campaigning for, really, isn't it? It's eliminating those barriers and the things that are getting in people's way.
Definitely. So I work for Mencap, who are the UK leading learning disability charity. We are there to campaign and fundraise for people who have a learning disability, their families, their friends and their carers. So I work in the campaigns and activism team at Mencap, which I'm very proud to be in. And we campaign on issues that are faced by people with a learning disability. These kind of things are employment, because as we know through our work, employers just don't understand what a learning disability is.
Yeah.
Therefore, they will not employ people with a learning disability, even though people with a learning disability work really hard. They do brilliant, good jobs, but it's just they need to use reasonable adjustments and understand the support that someone needs in the job to do a good job. So we campaign on that.
Definitely.
We campaign on the healthcare. So we know that people with a learning disability do not get good healthcare in the NHS hospital system. So we campaign on that to make sure that gets better. We also campaign on things like housing, education, benefits cuts. So we do a lot of campaigning to make sure the lives of people with a learning disability are considered and thought about.
Fantastic. And it really is a big thing. And I was reading your blog the other day, because you also got a blog post that I stumbled across via Twitter. And it was really nice, actually, because you were talking about the fact that, obviously, with a learning disability, you've been given the opportunity to go out there. You've got the job with Mencap. You know, you've been given the chance to have the voice, which is so important to you.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's not happening. And it was quite amazing to sort of read about the things that employers and sort of the job interviews you've had in the past, which you've not managed to get. Just the way that employers deal with that situation, it's just, it's not on.
No. And so what we've done at Mencap is recently we launched a huge campaign called Here I Am, and Here I Am was fronted all by people with a learning disability to say to the public, here I am, I'm a person just like you, but I need a bit more support in my life to achieve the things I want to achieve.
Yeah.
Understand me, talk to me, meet me. and it was brilliant. On the launch day, we were on Twitter, we were massively everywhere on social media. There were posters in shopping malls. There were posters all over the UK promoting Here I Am. And we got such good feedback. We had people coming to us saying, what a brilliant campaign. You know, learning disability isn't talked about and it should be. So, yeah, that's what we've been doing to make sure that changes.
Absolutely amazing. And it's such a good cause, as we've always said here on the station. And it's just brilliant to see people campaigning for that. And you've done amazing things. I mean, you've not just spoken on the radio with us. You've been on ITV. You've met with the sort of Coronation Street production team, I seem to remember at one point. You know, you've done amazing things to do this. This isn't just a sit down, a little bit of a social media campaign that sort of has a few people. This is big.
Yeah, I want to get out there and I want to say to people, don't brush people with a learning disability aside. If you meet them and understand them, they will tell you what they can achieve, but they will also tell you the barriers they face, the challenges they face, the discrimination they face. And there are 1.4 million people in the UK who live with a learning disability. And I'm lucky to have my voice heard, but there are loads of people like me out there who aren't heard.
Yeah.
And my job is to speak up for them. And that's something that I love doing. And I get so personally passionate about it. I'm also now, I'm the first person with a learning disability to be a trustee for the Epsom LD charity Sunnybank Trust.
Oh, wow.
And so that's recent. And I love being a trustee. And I'm also a volunteer for them as well. And they're an amazing local LD charity. So they are at Sunnybank Trust on Twitter.
They are indeed.
And Mencap is at Mencap_charity. That's their Twitter. So get in touch, go on the website and learn more about us.
Fantastic. That's what we want you to do. That's what you've got to go and do this afternoon. Go and do it. Very quickly before we go, because we are heading towards the travel, 2017 is going to be another big year. It's a blank slate at the moment. Have you got any plans, anything particularly that you're going to keep campaigning for or moving on with?
Well, definitely. At the moment, I have been talking to Epsom Town Council because we run a campaign at Mencap called Changing Places. And Changing Places is a campaign that's all about getting fully accessible toilets all over the UK. And Changing Places toilets are for people who cannot use standard toilets. So it's a bathroom which is very big and it has a changing bed, a fully changing bed, a toilet in the middle of the room for a person who's a wheelchair user and up to two carers. And there are now over 800 toilets in the UK, but we want to see even more. There are Changing Places toilets at football stadiums, at train stations,
brilliant,
museums, shopping malls. So I've been talking to Epsom Council, and so I have been campaigning to them because I really want to see a Changing Places toilet in Epsom Town Centre.
Yeah.
So I'm really hoping that they will agree to look at it for next year. So I'm campaigning to them at the moment to get one of those in Epsom Town Centre. And if it happens, I will be very proud because I know there are lots of people with a learning disability who live in Epsom who would so benefit from it.
Yeah, it would be an amazing achievement and would continue on your journey of many, many of them.
Yeah.
Kira, we're going to move on now because we've got the travel coming up in just a few minutes. But it's always a pleasure to have you on the station. I said you are a friend of Brooklyn's Radio. And again, congratulations on getting that award for inspiring communicators.
Thank you very much.
No worries. Stick on, I'll have a quick chat with you off the air.
Okay.
That is Kira Lawrence there, who, as I said, is doing a fantastic job there. If you want to find out more information about her, go over to Twitter. I'll put all the links on Twitter that she mentioned and get involved. It is an amazing cause and something that we are very much behind here at Brooklyn's Radio. Brooklyn's Radio.